It is Teacher Appreciation Week here on KORN News Radio, also on Q1073, as Andy Central Superintendent Cheryl Toller joins us. Cheryl, how are you?
I'm doing well today.
Kind of wrapping up the school year here, starting the last month of the year. How have things gone, all things considered, as you kind of look back to where you guys were back in August at Andy Central?
Well, the school year started a little bit rough. We had some COVID diagnoses and quarantines, so we had to put off the start of our school year by a week. And as we went into the fall, like other schools, our numbers started to increase a little bit. We only had to close down for 5 days for remote learning. So as a staff, we were pretty happy that we were able to maintain our face-to-face learning for quite a bit of the school year. As far as our extracurriculars, most of our seasons weren't interrupted. We did have to, volleyball was shut down for a week, but other than that, all the other seasons were able to carry on as normal. Our staff did a great job of disinfecting and, you know, keeping things sanitized and clean, and they also did a great job and were flexible in helping cover absences when staff were quarantined or staff were out due to COVID. Our teachers stepped up and really got into the use of the technology, both the hardware and the software, so they were able to help those students who were remote learners and the students who were in their classroom. So they did a double duty for a while. And those teachers who were quarantined often continued teaching online, so our students were still receiving the instruction from their regular teacher instead of a sub. So that was really nice of our teachers to do that. Our school board did put a mask mandate into place in the fall, and our students and our staff were very accepting of that mask mandate, and we've had very little issue with it. And as we closed down toward the end of the school year, we had prom here a couple of weeks ago, and it ran as a quote-unquote normal prom, mm-hmm. and we're looking forward to a normal graduation, and that'll all depend on numbers, but you know that's what we're crossing our fingers and hoping for. And as of right now, we have, I think, all of our students back in face-to-face except maybe two or three. So we had about 15% of our students were remote at the beginning of the year, and now we just have two or three that are still remote. So we're glad they're back, and like I said, our staff has done an amazing job of stepping up to the plate and taking on the challenges that were presented to them with the COVID pandemic.
Dr. Cheryl Toller joins us here, superintendent for Andy Central. When things were kind of just thrust upon you guys back in March of last year, how much better prepared did you feel like you guys were heading into this school year? You had the whole summer to kind of figure out, okay, here's what we're going to do if these certain situations come up this time around.
We were much better prepared for the fall than we were last spring. Obviously, last spring we had a very short time to plan. Over the summer, there were conversations, you know, how are we going to roll this out to students? How are we going to handle students who are both online and then we have students who are face-to-face? So we just had to have a lot of discussions on how we were going to handle those things. And all the other things that come along with that, how do we, what does a bus look like now with kids on it? And we're sanitizing them in when they get on. And for our extracurriculars, all the students are temp checked. So it was nice to have a lot of time to plan over the summer. The summer went very, very quickly, and you know, most of us would agree we didn't have a lot of downtime this summer because we were busy getting ready for the school year, and I think it paid off.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at kind of that online learning aspect, how did the students react to that? How did the teachers react to that? I think, you know, most people I've talked to face-to-face is the preferred way to go, but how did your kids and teachers, how did they like online learning for that short time?
As I would agree to, face-to-face is much better for our students and much better for our teachers. We had some students who were really successful as remote learners, and we had some that it was more of a struggle and it was a challenge. Some of it, especially when it's the younger ones, technology kind of gets in the way for them to, you know, they have passwords and they have to log on, so that's a struggle for them. But we're just glad all of our kids are back face-to-face now.
And as we wrap up here, Cheryl Toller joins us here, superintendent of Andy Central, talking here how the school year's gone with Andy Central here during Teacher Appreciation Week. Did you find teachers and students more, I don't know, thankful, or they took things for granted of what a normal school year is? And I mean, you know, I've heard stories about some of those younger kids missing their teachers. They weren't able to go to school there for a couple months. How has that impacted maybe the students and teachers that you've seen?
I think when we had a number of students out remote learning, our teachers were missing our students, and they were concerned about our students and how they're doing, and just making sure that, you know, trying to make sure that everybody stays caught up and everybody's having their needs met. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, the comments were, well, you know, this is a different year, so we just have to be really accepting of that and just be very, very flexible this year.
Teacher Appreciation Week here on KORNradio.com and on Q1073. Andy Central Superintendent Dr. Cheryl Toller joins us here today. Cheryl, thanks a lot, and we'll see you down the road.
And thank you.